Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting third. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Talbot. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Fred Talbot. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kurt Blefary. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Miller. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, John Miller. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull strikes out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Talbot. Aparicio moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds takes first base on ball four. Harrelson moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Blefary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blefary takes first base on ball four. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bulfari moves to second. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull strikes out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Aparicio goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snyder scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Charles steals second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Charles moves to third. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryan strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 1 in the game. Talbot is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Orioles. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tartabull. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Tartabull steals second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tartabull scores. Green moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 2, Orioles, 2. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaborn pinch hits for John Miller. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio tags and scores. Snyder tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Barnoski now pitching. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian is 0-for-2 in the game. Brian takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Brian moves to second. Dick Hall now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Brian moves to third. Two outs. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Fred Talbot. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dixon now pitching. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tartabull. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Tartabull steals second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Green strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Tartabull scores. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 3, Orioles, 3. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Charles steals second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown strikes out. One out. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Dick Hall. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bryan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 3 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Reynolds trying to get to home. Snyder throws the ball into Brown who tags Reynolds who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Santiago Rosario pinch hits for Jim Dixon. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hershberger. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Hershberger steals second. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to third. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hershberger scores. Rosario moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bulfari hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger who is chasing the ball. Bulfari reaches third base with a triple. Powell scores. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Orioles. Jack Aker now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bulfari tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Sam Bowens now playing right field. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.